countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
I was actually looking back at the running order for this programme this weekend last year, because it was really the last normal programme before we went into that first wave and lockdown and all of that. And among our guests that morning was Maura McElhone. Now, you'll know Maura, who has contributed to Countrywide over the years, telling us about meeting a farmer, falling in love with a farmer and marrying a farmer. Now, all the same farmer, Jack, as we know. And this time last year, she popped into studio to tell us that she was pregnant and expecting her first baby in May. So we're going to leave you this morning on the programme with Maura looking back over the last 12 months of a very adventurous life in her home.
I place my son in his cot and creep across his room, thankful for the newly laid carpets that spare us both the slap and scratch of my slippers against bare concrete. Gently, I pull the door closed behind me and tiptoe up the hall. My footsteps echo, but in daylight, the sound is not so ominous as it is at night, when the large, still curtainless windows flood the house with the thick blackness that envelops the countryside once the sun goes down. Jack, baby and I have been in the house just 2 weeks, the move to his family farm finally complete. Nestled in beautiful rural North Kildare, the house is filled with light and with potential. A space that will, one day, please God, play host to family meals around the table, to birthday parties and visits from grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins and friends. Right now, of course, all of those things, they are but the stuff of dreams, to look forward to when all of this is over. For many, these past 12 months mark the year that never was, a lost year. For me, it was also the year that I became a mother, in the most unforeseen circumstances. A last trimester that played out during the nation's first lockdown, a baby shower that took place via Zoom. It was through FaceTime and photographs that my family and friends kept track of my ever-growing bump. Through WhatsApp that, come May, they inquired daily, "Well, are you still with us?" "Still here," I'd reply, until I wasn't. At 11:58 p.m. on May 18th, my waters broke. My son was born at 8:58 a.m. the following morning. My parents' first grandchild, he was 6 weeks old by the time they met him, making the journey from Derry to Kildare only as soon as restrictions allowed. Holding him against my chest, I opened the front door just in time to see Mummy already halfway across the car park, her eyes disclosing the smile that her mask did its best to hide, her arms outstretched. 15 minutes. They can hold him for 15 minutes, was my doctor's advice when I asked if it could be done safely. "I thought you'd have him on display in the Moses basket," said my mummy later that evening, "bringing us in to do the official unveiling. I didn't expect to see you standing there with him over your shoulder, as if he'd always been here." I suppose I'd forgotten that to all the family he hadn't yet met, he was still very much brand new. 9 months on, during our daily FaceTimes, Mummy often comments on how small he looks still. She sounds relieved, eager to spend some real time with her first grandchild, to spoil and dote on him while he is still just a baby. Here in the new house, our guest room lies waiting. Life on COVID terms is all my son has known. His world is as small as he is, my husband and I and the walls in which we live, the measure of it. When I hold my beautiful boy, I feel it all. Pride at bringing him into the world in these most trying of times. The upset and unfairness of knowing that we have missed out on so much. Still, this pared back existence, the intensity of our time together cut off from the rest of the world, it has forged a bond that I'm not sure would exist were it not for the circumstances imposed on us by COVID. The joy he brings me every day in itself is almost childlike. All-encompassing and pure. He makes me feel love, boundless and uncontainable, a wondrous love that, intangible and weightless though it is, steadies me during these turbulent times. Where previously I would be waylaid by worry and anxiety, their pull on me is much weaker now that he is here, my anchor to the present. In the sheds adjacent to our house, the ewes have started lambing. Down the hall, my baby sleeps. New life is all around. I'm standing in the kitchen now, and springtime sun pours through the windows. In its rays, hope floats.